We're learning the last parak in Mesechus Erevin, Daf Tzadik Hey on Mabez, and we're starting from the beginning of the parak on Tzadik Hey on Aleph. We're learning Daf Tzadik Hey on Mabez in Erevin, and we're starting from the bottom of Tzadik Hey on Aleph. This parak, Tosis speaks out, should have been in Mesechus Shabbos, actually. Hamoitzit Tvilin. The Tosis, first Tosis in the parak says, Hach Pirka Mesechus Shabbos Havel Lemistis. It really belongs to Mesechus Shabbos. Had land up here because in this Mishnah it mentions something about Tchumim, so therefore we put it in Mesechus Erevin. So let's start the Mishnah. Hamoitzi Tfilin. Someone finds Tfilin on Shabbos in the field in a place where it's going to get ruined or lost. And it's a vizayin for Tfilin to get ruined or lost. So what do? Machnisim Zog Zog. You carry in one at a time by wearing it in. You wear the Tfilin and you walk into the city, put it into the house, and come back out and put on another pair of Tfilin. One pair at a time. You can't put two pairs at a time. One pair at a time you can put in, according to the Kama. Rav Gamliel Amar, Shnayim, Shnayim, you can put on two pairs at a time. And the Gemara will explain what the Bira Machlekes, Tanakama, Rav Gamliel is, why, according to Tanakama, only bring one pair at a time, according to really bring two pairs at a time. V'medvar Murim V'yashanis. This is only true if you find tefillin that are old, that already have the kesher, like Rashi says. It looks like a pair of tefillin. Avachadoshois, but if it looks brand new and it's not made in the pair of tefillin yet, just like a box with a parasha inside it, then you potter. You don't have to bring it in. You shouldn't bring it in because your chayshish, maybe it's a kameya. It's not tefillin. And the Gemara will elaborate a little more on that. But it doesn't have kedusha because maybe it's a kameya, and therefore you cannot bring it in. Matzon tzvasim aikrichos. If you found either a bundle or a pile of tefillin, then you can't bring it in. The Gemara will explain why. Machshuch aleihem avim. Then you just wait next to it until after Shabbos, and then you bring it in. You stand next to it, make sure you watch it. Uvi sakana. What about, this is a case with sakana, and you can't stand here the whole Shabbos, because you're worried about listening. You can't stand out here. It's dangerous. So mechasam v'hayuchlo. You cover it with something, and then you have an extra sweater with you. You cover the tefillin, and you go home. Rav Shimon Omer, Ava Eitzah, Rav Shimon says. You want to bring it home, even without wearing it, because these bundles, you could noistan lechaveira, you get a bunch of friends, you get together a bunch of people, and you let it carry less than 4 amos. So I give it to my friend gives it to the next friend, and it's a shayla in the Bi'ar Locha if you use all the same people, you have to use a new person every time, but you can use maybe another person, it's a shayla, that everyone just takes less than 4 amos. Lechaveira lechaveira, achim agil lechatzach etzayin, until you reach the outskirts of the city and you put it there where it's watched. And the Mishnah says, Vaita, you not only could do this with a tefillin of passing chaver l'chaver, you also could do it with chen benoy. If you have a child that was born in the field, the Rashi says, and you want to bring the kid home for Shabbos, he's one day old, after all, even 100 people, you could bring it home. At the end of the day, you're moving 400 amos, it's still fine to do it, passing one to another one. Everyone's doing less than 4 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that you don't even need such a chashuv mitzvah, like a tefillin or your child that was just born. I mean, I'm not chavis, even like you need water. You know, I'm chavis to chaver, chaver to chaver, right? Afilu chutz to tchum. According to Yehuda, even go out of the tchum. And then we'll have to explain pshat on that. Amar loy, loy sahalich zu, yoysim ragle v'leha. You should not transport this chavis more than the tchum of its owner. And you can't go more than unless you made an Erev. You can't only go as far as the owner's tchum when you move this barrel. And this is the reason why this Mishnah landed up in Perek in Mesechus Erevin, because it is part of the Mishnah. It says Machlekes is about the tchum. But the first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is the Reish of the Mishnah. In the Reish of the Mishnah, we had a Machlekes. When you're bringing tefillin in by wearing it in, how many pairs can you bring in? Tanakama says one pair. Rav Gamliel says you can bring in two pairs at a time. So the Gemara first talks about the Tanakama Shita. Zug echad in tvei loi tzmasma, only could bring in one pair of tefillin at a time and not more. Lema tan stam lekameya. Maybe it will turn out that our Mishnah will be a stam mishnah lekameya, which is not good. Because the Yikra Meir, because if we hold like our Meir, Rav Meir says in Masechta Shabbos, when someone, Chas Shalom, has a fire in the house, Ha'oimer, loivish komashi yachalu, but you could wear whatever you could, but oit komashi yachalata, if you wrap yourself, whatever you can wrap yourself, and you walk out. The Tanan, you carry out all your klitash mishoy that you carry to whatever the erev is. And if you want to take something further, you wear anything you can wear. And you can do that. And how do you know that Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos Rameya? He's talking about Mamayda Rameya. How do you know that Mishnah is Rameya? The Tani Allah, because there's a Braisa that talks on that. And it says, Loivish, you put on the clothing, Umaytzi, you go out to the next, to the safe place, or Paisha, you take off your clothing, and you go back in. But Loivish, Umaytzi, or Paisha, you put on clothing, and you take it, and you take it out, and you take it off. I feel like I'm cool, you do this the whole day, Divrei Rameya. So you see, Rameya is talking about that Mishnah, that's Rameya. And that Mishnah Rameya says, you let her wear as much clothing as you want. So why here, do I only do one pair of tefillin? Well, let me put on 20 pairs of tefillin. You let her wear 20 coats, why can't I wear 20 tefillin? Amar Rava, Filtem Rameyer, Hosam Derech Mabusha V'chol Shavi Rabbanam. We allow you to do something that you let her do in the Chayil. V'hoch Derech Mabusha V'chol Shavi Rabbanam. So Hosam, and here also we're doing like the Derech in the Chayil. Hosam the V'chol, Kama the Boy Lovish, since in the weekday, you're allowed to wear as many coats as you want. People might think you're crazy, but if you want, you're very cold, you could put on four coats, no problem. So since you're allowed to do that on the weekday, so when it comes to Atzalah on Shabbos, you also can wear as many coats as you want. In the weekday, zug echad in tvei loy, and we're learning the way Rashi learns. In the weekday, now we have more than one pair of tefillin at a time. The reason is because it's Baal Tosef. So here also, lina Atzalah nami, zug echad in tvei loy. You can't wear more than one pair of tefillin because it'll be Baal Tosef. Because Rashi says, we're going to the Yom Shabbos is van tefillin, who? So only can we have one pair of tefillin. More than one pair of tefillin, shayla about toysif, and if it's about toysif, if it's an issur to wear another pair of tefillin, it becomes a masui. It becomes like you're carrying it. And therefore, you cannot take in more than one pair of tefillin. Because if you take in one tefillin, then it's a masui, and it's carrying it. And then we'll see the Gemara is going to elaborate on that. That might be the Nekudas HaMachlokes to Miramil and the Rabbanim. HaKaponim, according to the Tanakhama, it only can be one pair at a time, because the way we're saying right now is because more than one pair is Shaila Baal Tosef, because Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, and therefore you're going to come, they'll be carrying. Dr. Gemara, Gamil, Oimer, Shtaim, Shtaim. Says in our Mishnah, Gamil says you can bring two pairs at a time. Maikasava, what is Gamil Shita that he says he can bring two at a time? Ikasavar, Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, who, if he holds that Shabbos is Chayiv and Tefillin, we'll see later on, Daf Tzadik Vav, different machlokes of psukim, if Shabbos is chayiv and tefillin or not. So if you hold it is chayiv and tefillin, so zug echadin tefillin, you shouldn't be able to bring in more than one pair. Why? Because if it's zman tefillin, then it's a shayla of Baal Tosef if we're two pairs of tefillin. Because if it's a mitzvah, it's chayiv and tefillin. So you can't bring more than one, it's Baal Tosef. Zug echadin tefillin. Vika Shabbos loves zman tefillin, but maybe he holds Shabbos loves zman tefillin. Umeshumat salam, because it's all darach malvash or lebanon. And because of Hatzalah, we allow him to wear Derech Malbush. And you'll have to hold that it's called a Tachshit, like Rashi speaks out. If you hold Lav Zman Tefillin, why is the Mutter Derech Malbush? Because you could say it's like a piece of jewelry, it's like an ornament. It's not a Masu. So then, why can't you take more? Why can't you take more than one? Even more than two you should be able to take. If the head is like this, if the head there is Kushav Zman Tefillin, so two is Baal Tosef, so we only one. Teretz is, it's Derech Malbush, and if it's Derech Malbush, so you can wear as many ornaments as you want. If so, why more? Two? So you more than two. So Gemara answered, it says Rebbe Gilgal is only two, it's Masmah only two, not more than that. Lo'ilom kasava Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. Really, oh, Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu, so it's not a shayla about Tosef. That's why you can wear two. Why can't you wear three or four? The chishor rabbanon inyan hatzala Derech Malbush b'mokim tefillin. The only time it's mutter is if you're wearing in the place where tefillin goes. It's not called a tachshit if you wear tefillin on your ear. That's not called a tachshit. It has to be tefillin on your head where the tefillin goes. That's where it's called a tachshit. So for the Gemara, if that's true, yachi zug echad in. Zug echad nami in tvei loy. If you're putting a bucket of tefillin, most people only wear one pair of tefillin. No, everyone wears one pair of tefillin only. There's only room for one pair of tefillin. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, mokam yes beroish. You can put on two tefillin on the head. There's enough room for two pairs of tefillin on the roish. Tosfos deals with it. It sounds like Tosfos went side by side. The roichev, he says every roichev tefillin is around two etzbais. You can fit two pairs of tefillin on your head, and therefore you can bring it in. So the Gemara, that's good for tefillin shoroish. Honich the roish. The yad ma'ik lemeimar. Is there room for tefillin shayad for two? So the Gemara first tries to answer that really you're right, there's no room, but Kid Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna, If someone's coming, this is no weekday, someone's coming home from the Sada and he's wearing his tefillin, and he has a big load he wants to carry on his head. So you can't put it on top of his tefillin, it's a bazoin. So Masalkim Arosh, he takes the tefillin Arosh off his head, and ties it onto his arm. So you see that it's called Tachshit, even a second pair of tefillin on your hand. Even though now the Gemara thinks no room, but yeah, a different place on your hand can be called Tachshit also. But the Gemara says no. Eimad Rav Huna, Shlo Yinik by Derech Bezayin. All Rav Huna says is that you take it off your head because you don't want it to be Bezayin. But it's not normal to put tefillin on your hand and another pair of tefillin on your hand. Royim Yom, I never said that's Royim to put another pair of tefillin on your hand. Elik Adam Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Eli, you have to say like this, just like Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said, there's enough room on the head for two pairs of tefillin. There's also room on the hand for two pairs of tefillin. So Gemara is coming out like this. Rav Gamil holds Shabbos lavzman tefillinu. Therefore, putting on two pairs is not a shal about toisif. If it's lavzman tefillinu, just an ornament, wear 30 pairs of tefillin. Teretz says you have to put it in the mokim of the tefillin. And we see from here that you can fit two pairs of tefillin on in the mokim tefillin. You put two pairs on, two shal reishes on your head, there's enough room for, and two shal yads on your hand, there's enough room for that. And the Gemara tells us where the mokim tefillin is. Tanat be menashe, al yadecha zuki baris. That is the muscle that's in between your elbow and your shoulder. Beinecha zu kodkod. That's your head on top of your forehead. Not on your forehead, on your head, top of your head. Hecha, where is that? Amriyane mokum shmeichos tinogreifis. The place where the brain of the baby is soft. Now, the truth is, the place that a baby's brain is soft is a little bit moved up from the beginning of the here. It's further back. So the Rosh in Menachos says, the Rosh like this, ad mokum shmeichos tinogreifis. Until the place, until there. From the beginning of here until there, that's where you can put on tefillin. So Hakapana, we have in Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Gamil. Shaila is, what's the beer of Machlekes? We said Tanakama holds Shabbos van Tefillin, and Rav Gamil holds maybe Lav van Tefillin. Maybe that's Machlekes. Maybe not. Maybe Machlekes Rav, the Tanakama and Rav Gamil is like this. Both hold Shabbos Lav van Tefillin. But maybe one holds is only room for one pair of Tefillin, and Rav Gamil holds room for two pairs of Tefillin, which will be a Machlekes Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Lema, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok Kamifgi, maybe Machlekes Tanakama and Gamil is in Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok's halacha of two tefillin, the Tanakama less later Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok. Maybe the Tanakama does not hold Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok. The Tanakama holds only to fit one pair of tefillin, and therefore only can bring in one pair of tefillin at a time. Rav Gamil is later Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, and Rav Gamil holds Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok. They could pair two pairs of tefillin. We don't want to say, that's not good. We don't want to say that Amira Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok is totally Machlekes Tanakama Rav Gamil. So Gemara says, no, look. The Kuliyama is later Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok. Everyone agrees to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok that you can fit two pairs of tefillin on the mokim, tefillin on the head and on the hand. What's the machlekes Tanakama and Rav Shimon and Rav Gamil? V'ocha v'shabbos man tefillin k'mifagi. Tanakama shava shabbos man tefillin. Tanakama holds the Shabbos is a time when you put on tefillin. Therefore, if you wear two pairs of tefillin, it'll be a shayla about toisef, and that makes it into a masu. It makes it into carrying. You only can wear one pair of tefillin. Rav Gamil Sava Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin Hu. And yeah, you're wearing it only as a tachshit on an ornament. And you let it wear any ornament in the Mokim Tefillin. Therefore, you can wear two because everyone agrees to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak they can fit two pairs of tefillin in that spot. So that's one beer machlekes. Machlekes is of Shabbos Zman Tefillin or not. V'bayi same, another mahalach is. The Kuliyama Shabbos Zman Tefillin Hu. Everyone agrees Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. And also everyone agrees that it could be a tachshit also. That's what Rashi learns in the second pshat. And everyone agrees it could be an ornament also. So what's the shayla? Ayit val toysif. V'alchav mitzvah shriuchas kavana kamifugi. I'm going to read Rashi's second girsa. V'alchav mitzvah shriuchas kavana kamifugi. All mitzvahs need kavana. Tanakama savar that you don't need kavana. That you don't need kavana. Lot says loibaye kavana. And therefore does not need kavana. So therefore, you can be chayiv al toisef, even if I don't try to put on the tefillin. I'm not mechavim for mitzvah. When I put a second pair of tefillin, I'm not mechavim shei mitzvah, but still chayiv al toisef because a mitzvah does not need kavana. Rav Gamil sava boye kavana, and therefore there's no al toisef because I was not mechavim. That's what Rashi learns. Rav Gamil sava tzriches kavana reading Rashi. Lots of the chavasai hicha al toisef nami le'ova ad the mechavim mitzvah. You're not mechavim the mitzvah. You don't need it. So that's the second pshat. So Chayyim says the mitzvah is kavana ona. On top of Tzalik Vav and Alef, the Kuli Yama Lotzes loy by kavana. Everyone agrees that to be yotze you do not need kavana. So what's the shaila? For Baal Tosef, maybe you need kavana. Tanakam Asav Lava Mishum Baal Tosef loy by kavana. To be over Baal Tosef, you don't have to mechav Moshem Mitzvah. And therefore, if you put on the second pair of tefillin here, even though you weren't mechavin for a mitzvah, you're over Baal Tosef. But Rav Gamliel Asav Lava Mishum Baal Tosef loy by kavana. And here, since you're not trying to do it for a mitzvah, you're not having kavana for a mitzvah, there is no Baal Tosef. Does already have three pshatim. The fourth pshat, the Gemara doesn't try, the Gemara doesn't slug it up. But by Yisema, either sviel on Shabbos, the Shabbos man tefillin. If you have Shabbos man tefillin, the kuli alma loy lavar by kavana loy tat lotzes by kavana. You don't. You'll be over about toisiv without kavana, and you'll be yotze mitzvah without kavana. So what's the machlekes here? Bahacha belavar shloy bezmane kamifagi. A new idea that it's. If it's shloy bezmana, we're talking about, we're going according to the Yom Shabbos, lav zman tefillin. And the Tanakama holds that even shloy bezman tefillin, you could be over Baal Tosef. Tanakama sova loy boy kavana. You don't need kavana. Rav Gamil sova lav shloy bezmana boy kavana. You need kavana to be over Baal Tosef shloy bezmana. But the Pella is, if that's true, the same Shana Tanakam is, why can't we do two tefillin? Because even Shloi Bezmanai, without Kavana, you can be over Baal Tosef. So heck, you put on one pier then. It's Baal Tosef, it's not Shabbos, not Zman Tefillin. That's the Gemara's question. You can't learn this Pshat. Yachil Rameya Zug Echanami Loi. Even one pier should be a problem. Because today there's no Din Tefillin at all. So even on one pier can be Baal Tosef. Va'oid, if that's true, they can have Baal Tosef Shloi Bezmanai, Hayosham Mishmini B'Sukkah, if someone sleeps in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Yilkes get Malkus. And it's Mashman the Gemara, that you're allowed to sit in a Sukkah on Yom Shmini Medin Safik. L'chaira, if you don't need Kavana, and Shloi Bezmanai you have the Shloi Bezmanai, you have a Halacha of Baal Tosef, you should be over, you shouldn't be able to sit, sleep in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Ella, machvarat kshinim mekara. You have to say the other pshatim. That's what you would say. It means you have to say all the three pshatim. But Rashi happens to say, Ella, machvarat kshinim mekara means the first pshat. That the machloikis, Rav Gamil, and the Rabbanon is, if Shabbos is man tefillin, who or not. Again, so we'll chaz over that pshat. According to Rabbanon, Shabbos is man tefillin, so then, therefore, you can't put it on a pier on, because Baal Tosef. According to Rav Gamil, Shabbos loves man tefillin, who. Therefore, it's an ornament. And an ornament you can put on too, since that's the makom tefillin.